What's in store the next few years for many crop growers? Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The outlook is sort of grim for many crop producers, if you listen to Ben Brown, an ag economist at the University of Missouri.
Projected fourth consistent year of negative returns for corn, soybeans, and wheat. The fifth consecutive year of negative returns for rice. And the sixth consecutive year of negative returns for cotton. And so we continue to have this era of we're draining liquidity across the space, but yet we haven't necessarily seen the reduction in acres. Once land comes into production, especially in the West, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, even parts of Missouri, it's hard to leave production. So we have to continue to find ways to build demand.
One area where demand could be expanded, says Brown, is ethanol.
Corn use for ethanol has been incredibly strong this year, largely led by very strong exports of ethanol. And this is a category that I think we're going to continue to see over the next 5 to 10 years. We've seen countries like Brazil, India, Europe, all increase their ethanol use for fuel. And as a result, that's led to an increased demand for ethanol. And a lot of that demand for ethanol has been coming from the United States.
Brown says the global ag trade environment is getting harder for U.S. farmers to take advantage of due to tariffs and other policy uncertainties. I'll have him back tomorrow to discuss it further. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.